my list was always, CDs for this artist and cassettes for this artist.
I want to create solutions which help people.
Be this person I want to be in the future, I have to follow this path.
Seeing their lifestyle, you know, the type of lifestyle that I want.
Africa's bank accounts, paint your dreams.
Hi, Tatinda, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Can you please just tell the listeners about yourself?
So I'm Tatinda Zata. I'm the head or the main developer for Beat Barrel, born and bred Zimbabwe. Came to the UK in 2002, I think.
How's the UK treating you?
You know, so obviously get to learn a lot of skills, to obviously experience a lot of different things that I wouldn't have done otherwise. It's been good. My family, well, some of my family there anyway, some is back in there obviously. But it's been good, treating me well. Obviously work here, my work is here, so yeah, it's been good. You can't come.
That's very interesting. Can you just tell us your background, your upcoming from Zimbabwe all the way maybe to your current position as the lead of Beat Barrel?
Well, but yeah, I was born in Zimbabwe, grew up in that field, went to Sandringham High Primary, went through the usual upbringing as you would. Always had an interest in programming and computers. So when I came to the UK with a bit more access to these things, well, stuff like that, I started doing more. I did computers at high school at sixth form, so I did computer science sixth form, and then did computer science at university. So that then just got me into the field of computing. I currently work in Dynamics. It's like a Microsoft product and everything else. And Beat Barrel has just been a project that I've always been interested in, with especially like the music. I'm a big fan of Zimbabwe music, listened to it growing up. My dad always listening to Lena Bimbo during those long trips. Big fan of music, and so the project has always been more of something that's always in the back of mind. So I started the Beat Barrel almost 5 years ago now. I started the website where I would be selling around. When I would go to Zimbabwe, buy CDs and then try to sell them online and everything. And then it's sort of like just been evolving, I should say, since then. Really, sort of website to now the streaming apps we see now.
So for the people who are going to listen and they don't know Beat Barrel, I'll explain a bit. Then I think you can take over and truly explain what's going on. I came across Beat Barrel on Twitter, and so it's a music platform for mostly Zimbabwean music, and it was very interesting because it was not something that we in Zimbabwe had that worked that well. And recently you released the Android that you can now listen on Android. You can download from the Play Store. So with a bit more information from you, can you tell us like how the idea of Beat Barrel came to be, the thought process, how you, like you said, it was a dream project of yours. How did you then turn that dream into a reality?
So I think, as with anything that you dream about, it's time to get about that action, right? It's just trying to start from somewhere. So I think, as I mentioned before, I started as a website. Obviously, I had, so it's not just me, but a few others that I would sort of like grab and try to get behind the project as well. So I've worked with different people over the years. And yeah, so we started as a website where, try to sell things. And so the idea just came about in terms of, rather than just dreaming about it, act on it. So it's sort of like progressed from there, and has now kind of got to the app stage it is now.
So in terms of music, we all know that music is a bit tricky business due to copyright and all of these things. Can you tell us how you're managing all that stuff of, okay, you're trying to get always up to date with music? I saw that Oliten and Takura, I think, released latest music, and you're up to date, making sure that, I remember you're doing a promo of it, or expect this album soon. How do you go through the situation of when new music is coming out? How do you, the legal, or maybe someone wants to then also make a system similar? How do you manage all the stuff?
So when I started the app, I had to get distributors to sort of like sign sort of like forms, sort of like acknowledgements that I'll be sort of like using their distribution sort of like too. So I sort of like used different ones. So I do have sort of like signed waived, like signed copyright acknowledgement to say, Beat Barrel doesn't really have any ownership of this music. We are just there to be a service, so just like any other streaming services where you upload, where an artist can upload their music, we are sincerely just trying to be the same. So in terms of having the latest, I'm working with Panache, social media manager currently on the ground, and sort of like help on that front, trying to get the latest music, trying to run the social side of this project, trying to inform people what's coming up. So he sometimes kept the whether it be the latest album covers or pictures or even albums you can then share on my socials to promote the brand and hopefully keep going until a lot more people know about it.
I think Panache is doing a good job since I saw you guys through the social media channels. Then I think I would like to get more deeper in the situation as, like you said, you're the lead of BitBarrow. How is it, being the person in charge of the operations and making sure that things are going according to plan? I think leadership is a difficult role. It's not very easy. So can you tell us some of the challenges you were facing as you were building this, especially maybe started off by yourself, of course the team began to grow. What challenges were you facing and how did you manage to overcome those challenges?
I think as with anything, sometimes it's sort of like letting go of that control where perhaps, because it's your dream or, your project, you kind of want to perhaps do everything, but, with time you realize you can't do everything, you need, and you're not skilled in everything either. So you always need a good team around you, people to help you out. So I think for me, I guess the only challenge is obviously trying to get people to, follow the same sort of like vision or dream that you have. It's always good when you work with people that you can depend on and who sort of like need to help you out when you are busy to do certain things and who at least, know the field that you are, working with them for. So as the leader, you say, you start from scratch, you use my own skills. So my own skill is obviously on the developing side. And so we started with the product, but the product needs, the business side, the product needs the marketing side and everything else. So, and even in the development areas, I don't obviously know everything myself. I obviously have skills in certain areas. Bring someone in who can, work on the web capable of, and then try to learn from them as well. So as a leader, you should be always willing to be in learning mode. Don't know everything, so you always need to be able to learn from others. Make sure you are able to trust them to do what they need to.
I love the fact that you said that you knew you have a team around you, a strong team of people you are willing to trust, who have the skill set to do what is required of them. So on the aspect of the team, I would like you to give people, maybe someone who is also on the same path as you, maybe they want to build something and they're at the stage where they need to build a team. What makes a good team? Can you tell us from your experience? Of course, choosing people to be joining something which is personal to you is always very difficult. Like you said, you ended up to learn to give control. So how do you choose a team you feel like these people, I can trust these people to take over? What do you look for when you're bringing on people on the project?
I think for me, it was mainly around finding people who are compatible to you in terms of your own character, maybe how you can at least communicate well with each other. So at times, obviously, with a team, even though you have people who have the skill, maybe, but the question is, can you actually work with that person? Can you communicate at the same level? Are you compatible that way? So I think for me, regardless of whether be the skill or regardless of how well that person might necessarily know a certain area, I think for me what's been important is to be able to at least have that soft, so as opposed to just the hard skill, that soft skill at least for me was also quite important, but a soft skill that I myself can obviously work with as well. So, some people might have the soft skills, and some leaders might have different, hiring rules or certain type of people you work with. But I think for me, it's been a case of, can I you know, I need to connect with this person. Can I, as you say, trust them? And obviously, trust is built over time. So it's in a time, you just have to sort of like jump head in and then see whether you can work this person. And if you can't, then you also need to be able to be ruthless, I suppose, and let that person go and stop that sort of like business engagement that you'd have with them. But yeah, that's sort of like how I've managed to at least progress in that way, where, you know, you kind of look for similarities if you can, and just make sure, you know, you can at least work on the same level and have the same mindset.
For those people who are going to try and build a team, like you said, there have to be that connection, you know, deeper than just the skill set that's there. Of course, you have to have the skills to do the job, but can we connect beyond those skills? Can we synchronize for the greater good? So we move back to BitBarrow a bit more in your life. Can you tell us, where did the love of music come from? You know, BitBarrow is a music streaming app. Where did you find the love of music that you're like, wow, music is me. I love music. I want to build something for music, especially Zimbabwean music.
Yeah, I think for me, music was not just, you know, something that I grew up with, was drilled into me, I think, whether intentionally or not, through, you know, parents, cousins, you know, friends, and everything else. I think, you know, I think, as I mentioned before, I think, you know, we used to take trips with my parents, and, you know, just be listening to music all the way, you know, just enjoying it. And my dad used to have these long play, you know, sort of vinyl sort of like covers, ever, like in the house, like loads and loads of boxes of it, where it did come to the UK like way back in the 80s, but then came back. So I think the love for music kind of came from there, where, you know, you'd have these vinyls in the house, play different types of music, to be fair, all golden oldies, reggae, country music, and everything in between. But I think, yeah, for the music bit, I think it was just that aspect of growing up listening to it and just enjoying it, enjoying, you know, the vibe it kind of brings, the fun it brings, the parties, and, you know, just people, how people enjoy, especially, you know, the Sungura genre, and you know, just the love that it kind of has and brings people together. So I think for me, then the project kind of came about because, you know, at the time, obviously, yeah, there wasn't always access to Mobi music. I mean, that sort of like improved over the years, no doubt. But yeah, when I started the idea, obviously, wasn't as much access to Zimbabwe music. You know, every time I come to Zimbabwe, I would go back then, I would just have to, you know, buy the CDs and then come back with it. My very first, I think I bought my first cassette. You know, yeah, I think when I was about 13 or something, I bought, Simon Chimbet to Lullaby CD. I can't remember. So, but yeah, over the years, you know, it's just been that interest in the music, making it accessible, making it accessible to everyone, so that they can at least know some of the talent that's out there, enjoy the music as much as I do. But yeah, I think the love for it just came from growing up in that environment, growing up listening to different types of music. And I think my own character, I enjoy music anyway. You know, as we always try to, you know, on social media, we always have, you know, music is life, you know, and you know, it's with you in the good and the bad times and everything else. You know, the lyrics you can listen to, the beats you can listen to, the joy it kind of brings. So I think it was easy to then, you know, whatever projects then I'll kind of do for music to kind of look into that music arena. It's good to be able to be now at this point where I can start pushing this product or this project around, knowing that, you know, other people can actually have access to some of the, you know, great artists that we have in Zimbabwe.
Growing up with music, especially with parents, you know, when you're going on those long journeys, maybe traveling around Zimbabwe, then there your father is popping some old songs. For me, I'm really a young person, with the 2000 baby, so your father's popping Thomas Mapfumo there, and you're like, what type of music is this? Especially at a young age, you're just wondering what's going on. And, you know, the one thing I love about music so much, especially if it's music which is so personal to someone who you know, is they'll play it over again, then the more they play, the more you begin to truly understand why someone likes the song. And you, like people say, music has a story to tell. And usually the person who's listening to the music, sometimes they use music to tell their own stories. Like you're going maybe a similar situation with the artist, and that song brings out something of you. So like I said, growing up there, Thomas Mapfumo, to this day, I now actually enjoy it. I actually got off my way to look for his music every time maybe I get a new phone or something. It's like, oh, I need to download a couple of these songs and keep them in my phone. And it's something that is built. So for me now, I look at you, raised in Zimbabwe. Growing up, you moved to the UK. Zimbabwean music had maybe hard to access now. It's no more as common, especially, you know, our Zimbabweans, in terms of their music releases, it's not always put online for people to access. How did that make you feel in that period where maybe you're looking for, you're not always up to date with the latest Zimbabwe music there, and maybe you want to, you find your classics, you know, your classics are on cassettes, CDs, and maybe you don't have all of those things, and now you're there and you cannot access those things. What did that do to you in that period of time before maybe you're not easily able to access all this music?
That sort of like drove, as they say, sometimes you make something out of necessity, right? So I think for me, it was that periodicity kind of drove some of that frustration. I think, as I mentioned, when I came over, most of the time when people would, I don't know, whoever was kind of going to Zimbabwe saying, asking me what I should bring, you know, my list was always, you know, CDs for this artist and cassettes for this artist, not the usual sort of like request that you get from when coming from Zimbabwe. You know, people normally want food and everything else, but for me, I think it was just the music that I'll be requesting. Can I get this latest CD? Can I get this latest song? But I think that period was obviously it obviously sort of like guided some of that dream, maybe where you know you. Because obviously you have the skill or you just want to do something about it just for your own usage, you know what I mean? You're like, you know, what can I do to make this easier even for myself, you know, to get access to some of this music even for myself. So I think that some of that frustration kind of helped or pushed along the dream, I can say. So as I say, obviously Big Barrow kind of started 8 years ago in a different format, I should say. So I think that period was good, I suppose, in a way where obviously just increased that hunger to make lovely music more accessible. That said, obviously now, you know, you have lots more artists who are, you know, obviously, you know, upload to all these other music channels, YouTube, you know, Spotify and everything else, which is good. So we can at least get access to that. But that hasn't stopped my own passion for that, my own passion for this platform, my own sort of like passion to build it, I suppose, and make it even more easier to have something for artists to upload to as an additional channel, and hopefully, you know, they can also monetize it. That's the hope, that's the dream, anyway. As much as these artists are, all these other channels are there, you'd hope that, you know, they can have this platform that they can control a bit better, just so that they can get all the, you know, the money that they fully deserve, you know, because obviously they're creating good music and they deserve all the accolades that they get in any shape or form. And I'm just doing my bit to at least try and, you know, push it more, try to, you know, showcase it more to different people and, you know, be it through outreach, through advertising and everything else. But to answer your question, that period obviously and guided some of that passion there now.
I would like to say thank you. That's the first thing I'd like to say for creating this platform, because of course like you said, people are posting to YouTube, they're posting to Spotify and all these other platforms, But what makes Bitborough special to me, or I think to other people who are similar to me, is the fact that the music there, it's purely Zimbabwean. So it's that moment where you just want to listen to Zimbabwean music and just want to hear what's out there. There's not that moment maybe on YouTube there, you're hearing your latest Zimbabwean songs, then you get into American music, next thing you're in French music and on, you know, you're always trying to find the right playlist, but yeah, you can just play, press play and just sink into that that natural music, that Zimbabwe music, and you see the endless talent that is in Zimbabwe. So like I said, I would really like to say thank you for what you created. I believe people who are out there can be in touch with their homeland through music, as you said before.
That's the hope anyway. You know, we can just the channel to have people to you know, if whenever you feel like, you know, you want that Zimbabwean, that fully Zimbabwean playlist, and you know, you don't necessarily want to watch the videos of it, you can just have Bitborough there playing, and you know, you can then explore different artists that you might not have, you know, known or even discovered before. So that's the hope, you know, that you can showcase some talent that's not always maybe mainstream or maybe not always known by others. You say thank you, but yeah, it's I'm not sure I've done enough just yet. But yeah, the hope is to, you know, keep on pushing, and the hope is obviously people get to know about it and get to at least be patient with the product as we, you know, build on it, because it's still in its infancy. But we hope people get to know about it, give us feedback, you know, use it, and hopefully artists will hopefully trust us as well, because I guess that's the other hurdle we have to kind of jump. You know, obviously artists will always be perhaps weary of, well, artists and users, anyone really, change is always difficult to kind of for certain people, for everyone really. So we are hoping artists and the users at large can at least hopefully trust the product, you know, trust the process as well, that they can download it, use it, and the artist can actually upload their music there as well. Just so as soon as they upload to YouTube, we're hoping that, you know, they're happy to upload it to Bitborough as well, and you know, we all sort of like grow with the platform, as it were. I'm growing with the platform as a user, as I'm sort of like one of the head developers on it. But the hope is to keep pushing on it.
So Tatenda, we've been talking about music, but people out there would like to know your type of music, your taste of music. Can you just give us a couple of your favorite artists at the moment, both old and new?
For my favorite artist, I think just purely from growing up with it, obviously I listen to a lot of Nina Dembo myself, so the legend in my book. All the sort of like, Thomas Pumo and, Simon Chimbetu and all those. Legends, if you like, kings that you used to grow up with, or so listen to all of those. And obviously, in terms of current, I'm into this project, as you can see, I listen to every kind of music and every type, so I enjoy, I'm not in one camp, so I listen to, Winky D and John Fraser and, only 10. I'll listen to anyone who, JT, I enjoy music. So as long as the music is good, as long as it's going to be, as long as I can resonate to it, and I can, dance to it as well, or put it on full blast, it doesn't matter. The type per se or the genre even, enjoying. I was listening to when you saw as well just before, when I was in the car, early on, I think that's
Those are many artists, like you said, since of the project, you have to be always up to date. So as long as it's good music, everyone agrees, as long as it's good music, whoever is singing it, it's always going to be good music. So what can we expect in the near future from BeatBaro? Like you said, there are so many hurdles ahead of you. You're planning to solve them. So what are some new, maybe a sneak peek into some new updates that might come around the corner?
So the updates, I think, we're just changing the minutes. We're updating the iOS app. We got some feedback, quite a lot of feedback about the home screen. So the Android one is already updated to the new sort of like layouts. So we are sort of like working on the iOS side of things. We need to optimize the tablet version of the Android version. So I mean, it works on the tablet, but it's not all screened optimized for it just yet. There's a few more design changes that need to go on the app. Those are to be gradual. Some of the main changes, obviously, we need to get the dashboards sort of like now public. I think sort of like been worked on over the months in parallel to the Android version. But we need the dashboards for artists mainly now to go live in the next couple of months. So that will allow them to at least upload their own music. It will allow them to see, the streams that they get and where they're getting them from. And also mainly, a few months obviously into that, we need to then start trialing out the payment options within the app. So we're hoping to, add that so that, users can at least appreciate the artists through, subscribing to their music in some way, shape, or form. So those are sort of like things in the pipeline. As with any project, as with any technical aspect, some might be quicker than others, some might take longer. I hope, just to keep on updating, keep on refreshing, be it the apps or the website, and obviously keep on advertising. So we're hoping to ramp up the marketing side as well soon enough, once we sort of like finished a few more updates on the apps, and obviously start having those deeper discussions with artists in terms of, what do we need to do for them to trust us to have their music just as quickly as they have it on the other platforms and everything else. So that's all we get to come. Hopefully, we'll get there eventually.
Thank you, Tateda. So our last question of the podcast is going to be, what advice can you give someone who's got a dream and they want to realize it? What advice can you give those people who feel like they're being limited by what's happening around them? What do you do to overcome those? What advice can you give those people?
I suppose from my own perspective, I just say, it's easy to, it's good to dream, but it's even better to execute, So obviously I know, sort of like illusion, obviously, that it's easier for some of us or for those who have access to, some of the tools. Obviously, I'm based in abroad, so access to certain tools, and needs, cheaper internet and cheaper software and everything else, cheaper hardware. But so it's easy for me to say just execute or just keep going, but on some level as well, that's almost what you need to do. It might take longer than someone else. You might take, you might need more time to learn like a new tool. I have access to certain things versus someone else. For me personally, anyway, just dreaming and just saying words doesn't mean much. Everything is in the action, everything is in the doing. So it's a case of, if you have that dream, just start, start from somewhere. It's a bit like the usual memes we see, or the usual sort of like you know, words that are, that you get from motivational speakers. They are, you know, first step. You need the first step and everything else. But for me, that's what it is. And that's, for me, that's very true. In the sense of, yeah, you just need to take that first step. You just need to, you know, do what you feel like doing. So if it's a passion, you know, you need to get to that point where you stop talking about it, stop dreaming about it, and actually take the first step. You know that through that next step, the second step might come, you know, 6 months later, but you know, that's still movement. You need to keep moving. You just don't want to be in the same place that you were, you know, 6 months ago. So just an aspect of, you know, just make the first move and then go from there.
Thank you, Tatenda, for those wise words. A lot of people have heard the most important thing is, instead of just dreaming, just start on the journey. The first step is all that matters. When the second step comes, it will come. So I'm just going to give you a slot just to promo BitBarroway. They can find it, the social medias, and maybe your personal account if they want to connect.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to the listeners. So BitBarrow is the music streaming app. We're focusing on some other music. So you can find it on the, you know, Play Store and for Google and App Store for iOS. There's also the website, BitBarrow.com, where you can stream your favorite, the latest modern music from there. All the good tunes. Android or iPhone, or you can just use the website. And for the social, yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So I think on Twitter, if you just search for BitBarrow, as well as on Facebook, I think you find them. I think on Instagram, it's BitBarrow_. So you should find us easily that way. And I hope you can follow us. Hope you can come along with us on the journey. Hope you can use the app, and hope you can, you know, give as much feedback as you can, and share the music joy and share the enjoyment of music with everyone.
Thank you, Tatenda, for being on the podcast. It was lovely having you.
Thank you very much.